today, not the whole band. They're getting haircuts. Sorry about that.
Haircuts are important.
But, yeah.
Hi, guys. Riley Dillon here for NewFury.com. Today, our Warped coverage 2015 rolls on in St. Pete, Florida. And we're here with one of the bands I'm really stoked on today. And I'm really glad they got on Warped Tour because I'm hoping they get a whole new audience out of this, out of the experience. Because let me tell you, it is an experience.
Oh, yeah.
Without further ado, why don't you introduce yourself, your name, and what band you play, and also what you do in the band.
Yep. My name is Vlad Holiday. I sing and I play guitar and I write in Born Cages.
All right. So first question for you. How has the overall Warped experience been like so far? Is it like what you were expecting? Is it way different than what you were expecting?
It's similar to what I was expecting. Some days it's a little harder than others, but I don't know, like, you never know when you're going to have that really great show. And like yesterday we played first and we were all thinking, oh, this is going to be a shitty show, but it ended up being our best. So it's fun. It's been fun. It's definitely a new experience for us.
It seems like every band I've talked to, it's kind of opposite. You know, I'll talk to a metal band and they're like, yeah, we listen to Paris all day because we love that band. And then a band like them will be like, yeah, wow, I love all these metal bands like Miss Maya and August Burns Red and stuff. Who have you made an effort to check out on the tour so far when you're not playing?
Well, a band like Paris, we actually met a few weeks before this tour started. We played a show together in New York City where we're from. And I checked them out. They're pretty cool. Night Rides is pretty cool. Yeah. And what else? I know, we're sharing a bus with a band called R last night, so went to hang out with them a few times, yeah.
Now, I know, I had a friend who was photographing, I'm not sure if it was your set or it was just overall in Nashville a couple weeks ago. I heard there's like a mud pit during I Killed the Prom Queen set. Was that day really crazy for you? And if so, can you tell us a little bit more about it?
It was crazy. It was really muddy. It was the first time we got like rain at the tour, so everybody was, you know, knew it was going to come. But yeah, no, I managed the whole day to stay pretty dry. When it was at a certain point, I was by the main stage hanging out with some friends, and then a big thunderstorm came and everybody was evacuated. So I was like left in the back of a truck. We just like hung out there for a little bit. It was all fine, and then kind of the rain stopped. But then at the end of the day, when we went to like this barbecue party thing, I got rained on so hard, like completely soaked. And the only thing that sucks about that is going back to the bus and being like, where am I going to put this right now? It's like 1 a.m. There's going to be wet clothes on the bus, but it's all good. You get through it. Good times.
Now, I know probably every band on here has a different strategy for, you know, getting people to check you out if they don't necessarily know you.
Yeah.
And for a band like August Burns Red, they really don't have to do that. Most people know who they are. But for some of the smaller bands or newcomers to the tour, especially like you guys, how have you been able to draw people to come see your set instead of maybe someone else's?
Right. Well, I think our most successful tactic is like kind of playing and people coming by and be like, oh, this band's cool. They're different. Like, let me check out the set. Other than that, we have some lollipops with our name on it. It's kind of funny. Like throwing those out to people, and then Sony gave us the new Sony Walkman, so we've been like showing the music to some people before we even play so that they can see what we're all about and then come check out the set.
Yeah, because this is my fifth year doing press, but I've been going to Warped Tour for 10 years.
Yeah,
and every year it seems like there's a few bands that I remember who are like, did stuff like, hey, come listen to our music, and they give me headphones. I'm like, wow, I like this.
Yeah.
And most of the time I know these bands, but if I don't, you know, that means that somebody new is going to be checking checking out my music, and if even one new person comes and sees our set, that's got to be pretty awesome.
It's worth it. Like, sometimes we'll walk the line before the doors open and do that stuff, and it really, yeah, it's really worth it. You got to, like, make the best out of this experience, people tell us. And we're not used to that. We're not used to, like, for lack of a better term, like, whoring ourselves out. We just kind of play and see what happens. But you kind of have to... you know, there's a lot of people here and so many bands, and you kind of have to, you know, show people who you are. Yeah. So, but it's been working, and we've been seeing bigger and bigger crowds each day, so it's nice.
What do you think draws people to see you? What do you think draws people to see your band live, or whether it's Warped Tour or anywhere else?
It's hard to say. I mean, a lot of the compliments we get about our sound are, I like the guitar solos, because not a lot of bands that I guess play like our type of music do stuff like that. Other than that, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say, but I think people just like the music, and I hope they do. And when they do, that's what draws them. Sometimes people, I'm sure there's a lot of people at Warped Tour that don't like our music, and that's totally cool. Like, we're not a Warped Tour band by any means, and we never wanted it to be. Like, we don't make, like, pop punk or screamo or...
Metalcore,
or whatever. Like, the things that are super popular here, we're, like, so far from that musically. But at the same time, there's a lot of people who just like music that are here, and they'll listen to anything, and I love that about it.
All right, last question before we wrap this up. Do you have any news you'd like to share with us? Any plans after Warped Tour that are happening for you?
Yeah, well, we just released our debut album. It's called I'm Glad I'm Not Me. It's in stores and online everywhere. So people should go check that out if you haven't heard of the band. And we'll be touring this fall, so keep an eye out. We'll definitely be touring in the U.S. We might go to Germany and Europe. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again for giving us some of your time today. If you guys are listening to this, be sure to check out the band all summer on Warped Tour. There's always a lot of choices to make, but definitely make an effort to go see a new band. That's the experience. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Riley Dillon for NewFury.com. Later, guys.